Hello there, and you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. Hello, I'm Morgan O'Reilly, and once again, you're very welcome to Poem of the Week. The series is a collaboration between Near FM, local poets, and members of the community. Each week, we will be celebrating poetry, both new and old, Irish and international, and published and unpublished work, alongside a significant date in our calendar. This week's poem is Birthing the Lamb, written and read now by Jane Clark.
Almost dawn. Wind whistles bitter through the shed, where the boy kneels to a ewe panting in the corner. Water's broken, eyes closed, lip curled. She strains with every contraction. His arm is far inside her, but his fingers can't find a hoof, not even the tip of a nose to guide him. Chest thumping, staccato breath, he tries to remember what his father said. Take it slow, good lad. Push back her head. Slip in your hand. Reach for a leg. That's it. Cup the hoof. Now ease it forward. Don't pull or jerk. Just a steady pressure. Streaked yellow and red, the lamb slithers out. Gives a cough, a splutter. Shakes its head. While the ewe takes her time to lick off the mucus and nuzzle her newborn to its feet. The boy sits back in the straw on his heels. For a moment he forgets, turns to tell his father it was the best feeling.
Birthing the Lamb by Jane Clark, read there by the poet herself, and she's sitting across from me now in studio. Jane, thanks very much for that. That was lovely.
Thanks very much, Morgan.
Jane, tell us a little bit about that poem.
Well, about 10 years ago, my nephew rang me very excited at his first time to birth a lamb. And at the end of the conversation, he said it was the best feeling.
Oh, wow.
And that's where the poem came from. And I, you know, over the years since then, it took a long time to actually get the poem complete. But over the years, I'd keep thinking, how can I convey that excitement and the struggle and the learning? And anyway, so that's it. That's where the poem came from.
Wonderful. And you grew up on a farm yourself?
Yes.
Did you? Yes. So
yeah.
You would have been very used to all of this pastoral imagery and...
Yes, it's very important to me. I find that that's what really moves me into my poetry a lot, is nature imagery.
I'm very interested to hear that you actually do have this personal relationship with the boy in the
yes.
poem. Because there's a very kind of, just for me reading it, there's a kind of a curious parallel between the role of the lamb herself in labour,
yes.
giving birth to the ewe, and
yeah.
the boy himself as well. The boy has a lot of agency. He does
yes.
have a lot of power.
He
you know?
Does.
Yeah.
He does. And I think that was probably the excitement for him.
Yeah.
You know? And also I think, I mean, you know, to help an animal or a person bring a being into the world must be one of the most exciting things to do. And I was thinking about, you know, that he was a midwife for the ewe, you know,
yeah.
and that he loved that so much. So, yeah, there is an agency in it. And I suppose I think sometimes children growing up on farms, they're dealing with things that are quite complex from a very early age,
mm.
you know, with birth and death and, you
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. The old Seamus Heaney poem where the puppies are drowned.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
yeah. And that's kind of part of everyday life growing up on a farm. So I do think, and it means maybe that also that birth and neither birth nor death are as frightening when you're used to it in that kind of way all the time. Mm.
So growing up on the farm and this poem would fit right into that, you know, old Irish tradition of earlier in the series we featured Paddy Kavanagh, you know, the peasant
right.
poet.
Yes.
And this poem would fit right into that really rural Irish tradition.
Yeah.
But would that, would rural poetry, would rural aesthetic be a very large theme in your work?
It is, really. It is. I mean, I started to write only in my early 40s and I was surprised myself how my poems kept going back to the farm. Now, they don't always, and I write now, you know, work evoked by all kinds of other experiences. Mm. But often I go back to that very, those, I suppose those first years are so fundamental and they really shape who we are. And I suppose I realised that the landscape of the farm and that river in particular, the River Suck, was very much in my mind and got me writing, moved me to write. So I'm very grateful for it.
You mentioned the River Suck there, and we're speaking of the rural aesthetic in your poetry, but there's also the river plays a huge part in your aesthetic as well.
Your first
collection, published in 2015, called The River.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, the collection itself has 50 poems in it. Mm. And again, to my surprise, because it's kind of the thing about writing poetry is that it emerges. It's not so much that you decide, I'm going to write this, particularly, I think, in your first collection. Maybe later you get a bit more that you decide, I'll try and explore that or explore that. But what I've realised is that the river kept coming back into my poetry. And there's a particular poem, it's the final poem in the collection, and it's the poem that gives the collection its name. It's called The River. And for me, it's my favourite poem in the collection, and I think for readers it's often their favourite poem as well. And it's about loss and change, and I suppose a river does symbolise loss and change, that whole thing of you can't step in the same river twice. And that's my epigraph to the collection, but also that's a theme through the collection about change and loss.
It's quite coincidental. Or perhaps not, perhaps we chose it for a reason. But Birthing the Lamb is this week's poem to celebrate, of course, the Festival of St. Bridget and the beginning of spring. And it's St. Bridget herself was the patron saint of animals. And many people will associate, many people on farms especially will associate spring, the first bleating of the lambs. So it's a wonderful little tribute that we have this poem to celebrate that the saint.
Yeah, that's lovely. I'm really glad to associate the poem with St. Bridget, because I mean, she was an admirable woman in her time, setting up a monastery in Kildare. And I think she's a favourite saint for many people in Ireland. And I think she kind of crosses tradition. She's a very modern saint as well. So I'm delighted to honour her with this poem.
She would be, you know, many people have the St. Bridget's cross over the doorways and everything. Like there's a very very Celtic sense to her, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And I think because of the cross, the making of the cross with the rushes, that's the connection with the river and the land again. And also that it was something that nearly anybody could do. I mean, I'm sure in primary schools all over the country, even now, people are making St. Bridget's crosses, which is kind of a lovely idea that tradition continues.
Yeah, absolutely. We spoke about your debut collection, The River, which was published in 2015. Yeah. But you're in the process of trying to collect poems for a second collection. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, well, I've been working on my second collection even from before the first collection was was actually published. And there was one particular poem which was about my father, which I didn't put into the first collection, and I kind of kept it like yeast for, you know, a raising agent, you know, the little bit of yogurt or the little bit of a bread to keep for, you know, for the second collection. So that's now, and so the second collection will have a lot of poems about my father. He died in January and we nursed him at home, so that's going to be a strong theme in the second collection, definitely. There'll be a lot about a friend of mine who died last September as well, and then a lot about, I think, about craft and making and creation. That's definitely a theme that comes up in my work. But it's not quite there yet. I think it needs a bit more time, the second collection. But I'm, you know, maybe in a year's time it'll be ready. That's what I'm thinking of.
What are your emotions like writing this second collection? You mentioned there about your father who passed in January, but there also is, you've been widely published and you've won plenty of awards, including the Listowel Writers' Week Inaugural Poem of the Year last year.
Yes.
Is there a pressure on the second collection, do you think?
Yeah, there is and there isn't. When I'm writing just each individual poem, all that matters is that poem. You know, and trying to make each individual poem work. But I think when I get to try and draw it all together, there will be a bit of, oh, is this good? Is this working? What will other people think? But I think mostly it's I have to feel it's good enough and that it's working. I think that's the most important thing, that if I feel that, and then I can stand behind it when it goes out into the world. And I mean, I think I have readers who are saying, when's your next collection coming? So that's a lovely thing, to think that other people are looking forward to read it. That's wonderful. I'm very happy about that. Yeah.
This isn't the first time you've participated in a project which has commemorated a certain date with a poem. There's also another date in November, Armistice Day.
Yes.
Which you've a project that you've participated in quite recently and you're still doing. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. There's Mary Evans Picture Library in London asked me last October, would I respond to an image in their library? So I just went online, found a photograph of the First World War, and I, you know, wrote a poem and sent them a poem about that. They really liked it and put it up for the 11th of November with the photograph. So the photo and the photograph together. And so, I mean, I was really pleased about that. Then at Easter this year, they contacted me to ask me, would I write a sequence of poems to go with an illustrated book they're doing on the First World War. So it's responding to a set of letters from a brother at the front to his sister at home in London. And this man, actually, he died on the front at the age of 24, just before the war ended. And so I'm working on that at the moment, and I'm finding it very stimulating and moving. And I suppose an honour to do that work. And I just hope I can create poems that will work together and work with the photographs.
And on that note, a poem like Birthing the Lamb, which celebrates rebirth and the rebirth of the seasons as well in spring. It's a lovely one. It's a lovely tribute.
Yes.
Altogether.
Yes, that's right. Well, thank you very much. That's a lovely thought.
Jane, just before I let you go, your debut collection again, The River, where is it available?
It's available in most bookshops. It's published by Blood Axe Books. You know, I'd say most bookshops, Eason's Books upstairs, local bookshops.
Excellent, and which we should always support.
Yes, the bookshops.
Jane, thanks very much for coming in. A pleasure.
Thanks very much, Morgan. Thank you.
Jane Clark grew up on a farm in County Roscommon and now lives with her partner in Glenmalure in County Wicklow. Some of her accolades include the 2016 Hennessy Literary Award for Emerging Poetry and the inaugural Listowel Writers' Week Irish Poem of the Year, also in 2016. The River is her debut collection and is published by Blood Axe Books. That's it from us for this week. A big thank you to this week's contributor, our production team and everyone at Near FM, and also to Paula Meehan for her advice and support on this series. Join us next time for Poem of the Week. Good luck and God bless.
Nearcast.
Nearcast, your community podcast network. Listen to podcasts about society, people, poetry, board games and many other topics. Subscribe to a programme today. Learn more at nearcast.ie and find out how you can get involved.